This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to be a week for those who like to keep track of this economy, present company included. The Federal Open Market Committee meets tomorrow and Wednesday, which means Chair Jay Powell is going to be taking some questions. Spoiler alert here, by the way, interest rates are not going anywhere. Also to come between now and Friday, the first reading on gross domestic product for the second quarter, that is growth on an annualized basis, April through June. The always interesting Case-Shiller Home Price Index as well, and the regular Thursday report on first-time claims for jobless benefits. Also on Friday, a reading on personal income and our choice for a lead story today, consumer spending. And with that spending number, by proxy anyway, a sense of how we consumers are feeling about this economy. It's important to understand, though, that that number is a snapshot in time. And the time that that snapshot was taken is not the economic and epidemiological time we are in right now. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going.
The numbers that come out on Friday will tell us what consumers spent in June.
That's the challenge with the personal spending data, is it's pretty lagged.
Andrew Dubinsky is senior U.S. economist at UBS. By the time consumer spending numbers come out, they're a month old. And in normal times, that's not such a big deal. But in a pandemic, with the variables of cases and vaccination rates and new restrictions, a month can make a difference. Like, maybe in June, a consumer wasn't worried about going to a concert or booking a vacation in another state. But in July, with cases rising, it's a different story. So Dubinsky says UBS has other ways of tracking spending.
We are looking at credit card spending data. We're looking at mobility data to track things like visits to, retail stores or transit hubs.
So far, they're not seeing a drop in spending. But they have seen a change in consumer sentiment lately. In surveys, more people report that they're nervous about going back to the office or to public spaces. John Lear is chief economist at the research firm Morning Consult.
I can tell you that every day we're interviewing 6,000 people, and very clearly over the last 2 weeks, confidence has fallen dramatically.
And he says when consumer confidence falls, spending often follows.
Obviously, there are some things that people have to pay every month, your rent, groceries. But there's a decision that people make, is now a good time to go out and buy a car? Is now a good time to take a vacation?
And that has to do not only with their job situation or how much money they have in the bank, but also how they feel about the economy and where it's going. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.